Hey guys, Josh here. What you're about to hear is the audio that I've extracted from a ScreenFlow or a screen capture presentation, 8 lessons for launching your podcast. This is lesson 1. And of course, being ScreenFlow, which I've always relied on in the past and I've always thought was rock solid until about 12 months ago, I got about 7 minutes into editing the video and audio inside of ScreenFlow and it crashed and died a sad death. So I cracked it, to be honest, acted like a child, and then thought, Josh, just export the audio, put it into Audition, edit it up as a podcast, give the friends of the show something to listen to, hopefully it's valuable, and get over yourself, but also take something positive out of this, because guys, this is actually the 3rd or 4th time I've had a ScreenFlow crash in the last month, not just doing this project across multiple projects, and it's really frustrating. So I'm actually going to have to find another screen capture and video editor. So I didn't want to wait to get lesson 1 out there. This lesson was going to be free, regardless of whether the course ends up being free or a paid course. I was always planning on putting this out, so you guys are going to get it early, if nothing else. So I'm prattling on here at the start. This is lesson 1 of the Crash Course in Podcasting. This lesson is called The Idea, The Format, and The Name. So we touch on how to formulate an idea and validate the idea very quickly on format, because I think format maybe is a little bit overblown for the independent and first-time podcaster. I think you can figure that out as you go. And we do spend a lot of time on the concept of your show name, which I don't know if enough people do. So that's the lesson. Obviously, this is going to be presented slightly differently to how I'm presenting now and or how I would normally present, because I was reading things off a screen. So I've actually attached the presentation as a PDF to wherever you're listening to this podcast. If not, there'll be a link right at the top of the show notes where you can go to my website and grab that if it's not available directly in the app. Okay, guys, without any further ado, lesson 1 of the Crash Course in Podcasting, the idea, the format, the name. This is a series that I've titled 8 Lessons for Launching Your First Podcast. Today's lesson is called The Idea, The Format, and The Name. So when you're first formulating the concept of your podcast, how do you get an idea that you like and has legs? How do you choose a format? And how do you choose amongst the options you have for names, if you have any? But we'll also talk about how to come up with some. So I just wanted to start, and you might need a pen and paper or a notepad on your computer or phone when we're going through this today, guys. What type of shows do you like? People spend too much time thinking, what type of shows do other people like? What type of shows will be popular? Those may or may not be important questions, but I think the most important question for you as the creator, long term, is what sort of shows do you like? And if you have any trouble figuring that out, think about what type of shows you stuck with. Not something that you listened to that never went back to, or something you were really into and you listened to hundreds of episodes in 10 weeks and then never touched that genre of shows again. What type of shows have you stuck with? And if there's not a show out there that you've stuck with, what's the show that you think is missing that you've always wanted to hear? Like, I think that's probably the most important thing you're going to learn today. What show do you want to hear? Might be the show you create. Then the next question becomes, where can I check the viability of my idea and look into some possible formats? Format being how the show is actually constructed as a creative project. And then we're going to look at maybe the most underrated question and overlooked question in podcasting when you're first launching. What's in a name and where can I check the availability of that name? So how do we look into ideas that we have for our podcast? So the first place I would look, and this is particularly for shows that you like, is just in your own podcast player. What shows are in there that have been in there for a long time, and what shows are in there that you're particularly excited about right now? Another place is your YouTube history. And we don't always love our YouTube history because it can be algorithmically generated. So maybe you looked up one thing and it led you down a rabbit hole into 10 things that you cared less and less and less and less about because you fell asleep on the couch. But there will be some guideposts in your YouTube history pointing to things that you've cared about for a length of time. If you're still watching some of the same kinds of videos that you were in 2018, now in 2024, that's something that you clearly care about. Look at your social media posts. Scroll back through your feed about podcasts and podcasters. Look for the ones that you've mentioned, you've shouted out, and you've engaged with. That's clearly a type of show or a type of podcaster that you both like and you're willing to promote because you've done it for someone else. Make some notes around shows you find that you listen to in a certain situation or a certain location or when you're in a certain mood. Maybe you might want to create that kind of show, but you find that really that show only appeals to me when I'm doing this or I feel like this. So it might be harder to create a show that is mood dependent. If you only want to listen to it when you're in the worst mood ever, it might be really hard to keep creating a show like that because potentially you might have to be in the worst mood ever to actually do it and to create it. Think back to any times you've found yourself thinking about the idea, I wish there was a show about XYZ, or I wish ABC show would talk about XYZ. Maybe the most important place to start is make the show that you think is missing or the show you want to hear. So how do I test the viability of my show idea? So you can do external research. You can go into Apple Podcasts, Spotify Podcasts, YouTube, your bookshelf, Amazon Books, Audible, your friends, families, and colleagues' social media posts or just conversations. Is there already conversation out there about the thing you're talking about? That means that there is at least a creative community around it, and then by extension, hopefully, an audience around it. Think about every time you found yourself talking back to another podcast or a book or a TV show, yelling at a sporting match, complaining about the news to the news or to someone else, and doing the same for a documentary. Any time in your life that you found yourself overcome by the urge to have to speak your opinion, share what you have to say when consuming another form of media or another show, those are really great moments of, I care about that. There's definitely viability to the idea and to how I feel about the idea because it's evoked such a strong reaction from me when I've consumed media of a similar kind or about a similar topic. So whether the talk that's coming from you back to these other creators is positive or negative, if nothing else, it's a signal that there's a show there waiting to happen. So you can also do internal research. Are you still as excited about the idea as you were when you first formulated the idea? Guys, I've had hundreds of podcast ideas. I type them in my phone, or I write them on a piece of paper, or I draw them out on an A4 sheet with a permanent marker. 2 weeks later, 2 months later, oh, what was that about? Why did I care about that? I was interested in that for 5 seconds. They're the sorts of things you might be able to do a limited series on that and then move on. But if you're burning yourself out just thinking about the idea over a short period of time, 2 days, 2 weeks, 2 months, probably not the absolute best choice for your podcast in terms of the topic and the idea. So format is fluid. You don't have to stick with the same format you launched with. I think if you're in a professional environment, professional radio, you're making an in-house podcast for a business or a bigger media company, format is much more important because the amount of resources that are being put into creating the show initially are just so much higher. There's more on the line and the format has to be right. But how I feel about it for most of us, particularly independent podcasters, is go with the format you're most excited about, but remember that format is fluid. You're not stuck doing the same type of show, composing it in the same way as the way you launched it. So I'm not anti-format by any means, but I think maybe it's overplayed in conversations for the average independent podcaster or someone launching their very first show. That can change. You can like doing shorter conversations, longer conversations, having more or less sound production. The tone and the pace of the show can change. That's all fluid, guys. So don't get stuck on a format. just go with what you're most excited about upon launch and then tweak from there. So guys, what's in a name? Firstly, my number one tip here is don't get attached to a name until you've done some research. I've done this so many times and I've been disappointed, and that will make more sense in a moment. But the first question is, what names are common in the genre you're considering with your show? So is there a general feel to the names that that genre of podcast has? Do you feel comfortable fitting in with the genre conventions? Or do you as the creator want to push back against those conventions with a more differentiated show name? No way's right. They're both viable options. Does the name you have in mind sound good when you say it out loud? This is one element of not getting attached to the name options that you have in your head. You need to say it out loud. You need to hear other people say it. I've made this mistake so many times, getting attached to a show name and then hearing myself say it when I go to record the first episode of a show, and only then realizing, oh, this doesn't feel or sound good to say. It might lack power, it might lack intelligibility, it might just sound boring when you say it out loud, like not something you'd actually say as a person, so it lacks energy and it lacks believability that you believe in the show itself. Say it out loud, guys. This happens a lot in stand-up as well, guys, when you're formulating a joke. What sounds great in your head or on the paper can sound awkward, unnatural, and lifeless when you say it out loud, because you need to believe it, and it needs to have an energy that feels like your energy. And I'm not talking about hype, that pukey DJ sound. I'm talking about an alignment between how you deliver nearly everything in your life, in your speech, and how you deliver the name of your show. If those are vastly different, and that difference isn't intentional, you've chosen the wrong name. It doesn't have you excited to say it. Find a name that makes you want to say it out loud. Is the name easy to understand, spell, and remember? So spell and remember, to me, are more self-evident, but I do want to expand on easy to understand. That's two things. Are the words intelligible? Do the people that you intend to hear the name of the show understand the words that are in the name? Do they know the collection of words or the single word that you said because it's intelligible and how you're saying it is intelligible? Understand is also, if you choose a really descriptive name, like how to turn on an Apple computer, or you could choose a clever name or something you think is funny, but it may not make sense to people. But in the long term, if you build brand, it might be the better long-term play, and that's the trade-off here. You might call the show Press Button, Get Fruit. And that makes no sense. It's not understandable at all beyond the fact that you have to storytell around what that name is. And people fall on both sides of this argument. I fall probably in the middle. There's people that think all names should be highly descriptive and there should be no wordplay, nothing clever, nothing that needs to be figured out. That's the understandability. They fall on that side of that argument. And then there's people that think, just call the show whatever and storytell and build brand around it. And you just have to be good enough for long enough that people will care eventually. And then you've got a cooler, more marketable, potentially even broader name because it's not so descriptive and it doesn't sound potentially as banal. So I kind of sit right in the middle. If your name is so esoteric that you can't even explain it easily, and you've tried to be so clever that it's not intelligible to say, Press Button, Get Fruit, that could be potentially taboo in some cultures, depending on their worldview and how they frame those particular words when they're in the same sentence. So choose a name that's easy to understand. Keep in mind that understand is both intelligibility, how the words sound and how easy they are to make out, and understandability is also explainability. Do you want a really clever name that long-term might be better and cooler? Or do you want a name that really just lays out exactly what the show is and people don't have to think for a second? That show is about turning on my Apple computer and potentially doing it in a way that's better for the computer and better for me. So all of that summed up, is the point of your show name to make the topic of your show obvious? Or is it designed to create a little mystery in the minds of potential listeners and viewers? Once again, I kind of try to fall in the middle with the names of my shows. Is the name available? We're really getting to the crux of it now, guys. You need to search the name in Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Amazon, Google, Bing, other search engines. You want to get a full picture on anywhere that that name has been used, or even a close variant of that name has been used, even if it's outside of podcasting. If there's a really popular book or the name of a person that's very close to the name of your show that's contentious, or there's a YouTube channel with a massive audience on that platform, which whether or not you're a massive believer in the future of podcasting being video, YouTube at the moment is where that's going to happen if it does happen. If you have a show that's available in Apple Podcasts and Spotify Podcasts, but that show name or something super similar is already taken on YouTube, one of the major platforms, particularly rolling into the future, you may not be able to have that name, and it might just make you less searchable, less findable, and moving into the future, it's going to limit the number of people that can find you organically through that platform, but also people who intentionally go and search your name there, having heard it somewhere else. If the first two pages of videos are from some really popular show from 5 years ago, and they've got to scroll and scroll and scroll to find your name, or you've had to change your name to something slightly different on one platform, that's maybe not the best show name. Choose something else. Abbreviate the name and search that. Like Crash Course in Podcasting. CCIP. I did search that. It didn't come back with anything completely objectionable, but I have had names in the past where I've searched it. The hashtag I was using for a show I had in 2012, Braver by the Day, that was actually an acronym that was used by organized crime. And I didn't want that connotation with my podcast because the show at that time, it was meant to be a very positive show that had really nothing to do with that. And because I was lazy and I didn't check that the hashtag had ever been used for anything else, I just abbreviated my show name and started using it. Not the best idea in the world. Misspell the name. If a common misspelling is possible for your show name, put that in there and search it, because you might be a little bit upset with what comes up. Check to see if the domain name, the .com, the .org, .tv, .live, .me, is available. If it's not, type the site that is currently using the name. And could it be an issue for your potential audience? If I had a show and I wanted to call it the idea, the format, and the name, ideaformatname.com or the ifan.com, none of those are available. And I thought, oh, I'm still going to use the ifan.org, for example. Make sure you go check outside of the domain register. Actually type in the ifan.com, because it may be something you just don't want to be associated with at all in any way. It could be a spam site. It could be one of those parked sites that looks like a slot machine. You don't want to be associated with any of that by proxy. You could come up with something different, maybe the idea, the format, the name.com. So you're leaving out maybe the end there, but people do that regularly on the internet. And you might be able to get the idea, the format, the name.com. So here's the big mistake I see lots of shows making. And I've had people that I've helped after the fact, after their shows have launched, whose names are very, very close or identical to many other shows. Don't just think, who cares? I'm using it anyway. And go back to the drawing board for a new and improved name. The biggest example I can think about of this recently was Katie Sackhoff, who was on Battlestar Galactica, and also she was on The Mandalorian, the TV show on Disney Plus. 12, 18 months ago, Katie Sackhoff launched Blah 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 with Katie Sackhoff. The number of shows called Blah 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 is mind-boggling. And she's a very intelligent actress with her head on her shoulders. She's got a great team around her from what I can tell. Surely someone said, there's a lot of shows, Katie, called Blah Blah Blah. And someone in her camp, Katie or otherwise, said, yeah, but they don't have Katie Sackhoff. We have Celebrity. Those shows will never have. Well, since the show launched, I'm not sure what happened there, some production issues of some kind. The show has relaunched in 2024. Everything about the show has improved, and it's now called The Sackhoff Show, which makes way more sense, and if anything, accentuates the celebrity element of the show, because her name is now the focus of the show. So don't just think, who cares, I'm using it anyway. because if anyone can overcome having a name that's kind of diluted, it should be a celebrity. But that clearly wasn't the case because it's been relaunched with a different name and a better name, in my opinion. So this all goes back to don't get attached. You need to search it. You need to misspell it. You need to abbreviate it. You need to look at who else may be using something really similar. All these things matter when choosing a name, and you have to love it, not just like it. Like, you can choose a really descriptive name, the How to Turn On Your Apple Computer Show, and that's something that makes sense to people, quote unquote. But going back to our example, maybe press button, get fruit. It makes you feel joyous to say. It gives you energy. So I don't want to give you the impression I'm personally more attached to either of those two names. I think they're both kind of rubbish. But I think that you need to not get attached. And part of that is not thinking, who cares, I'm using it anyway. So this all comes down to you might need to just tweak your podcast name as opposed to ditching it altogether. If there are some little issues through all the things we've talked about today, it might be a case of, well, we don't need to ditch the idea. We need to reframe it. We need to find another way to say the same thing. So the title means the same thing to the audience and to you, but it's said with different words. Or if it's something like, I can't get the .com or the .net or the .org for this, maybe it's a case of just dropping a word or maybe leaving some words in. The idea, the format, the name instead of idea, format, name. So they're all things to think about, guys. Thank you. My name's Josh, deadsetpodcasting.com. You can find my audio podcast, Crash Course in Podcasting, in all the places. Thank you for joining me for lesson one, and I'll talk to you again in lesson two. Cheers. Bye-bye.